From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting.
Many different ways of looking at it, but any way you look at it, it is the largest deficit of any country in the history of our world. It's out of control.
U.S. President Donald Trump, is he prepared to sign a document on Thursday setting the stage for an estimated $60 billion in new tariffs on Chinese imports that could quickly lead to a trade war with Beijing?
Been speaking with the highest Chinese representatives, including the president, and I've asked them to reduce the trade deficit immediately by $100 billion. It's a lot.
The U.S. leader targeted China's alleged years-long theft of U.S. intellectual property, imposing new restrictions on Chinese investment in the U.S. that mirror regulations that American companies face when they invest in China.
The word that I want to use is reciprocal. When they charge 25% for a car to go in, and we charge 2% for their car to come into the United States, that's not good.
Mr. Trump, throughout his 14-month presidency, often has praised Chinese President Xi Jinping. But ahead of Trump's announcement, China vowed that it would retaliate. Now, the president on Thursday indicated a willingness to testify before special counsel investigating the Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election and other matters. The president made the remark as he exited the White House diplomatic room immediately after signing that document having to do with the trade actions against China. At least 14 people were killed and 10 others wounded in a car bomb blast near a hotel in Somalia's capital of Mogadishu. This is VOA News. In Thursday's farewell remarks to the State Department staff, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson asked American diplomats and civil servants to be respectful to each other and to carry on the priorities of U.S. national security.
In closing, I'd like to ask that each of you undertake to ensure one act of kindness each day towards another person. This can be a very mean-spirited town.
The secretary did not mention President Trump by name, who fired him unceremoniously last Tuesday, just hours after the top diplomat returned to Washington from a five-nation tour of Africa. At the very end of his speech today, the secretary of state choked up just a little bit.
God bless you all, your loved ones. God bless America.
As he ambled from the room shaking hands, the applause sustained itself for at least 5 minutes. Mr. Tillerson maintains the title of Secretary of State until his commission terminates at midnight on March the 31st. Germany's justice minister said Thursday that she was calling in Facebook's European leadership to explain the scandal involving data mining firm Cambridge Analytica and to tell whether German users' data was affected. Katharina Barley, who's also responsible for consumer protection, says she wants comprehensive information from Facebook, including on whether German user accounts are affected and what Facebook plans to do to prevent a repeat of such cases. In addition, the U.S. House Energy and Commerce Committee have called on Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg to testify. Election authorities in Sierra Leone accused police late on Wednesday of intimidating staff and obstructing their work as they prepared for next week's presidential runoff vote. The National Election Commission said officers entered its offices unannounced and at random. The police declined to comment. The United Nations says Saudi Arabian airstrikes are to blame for most civilian deaths and injuries in Yemen. Lisa Schlein has the story from Geneva.
Yemen is entering its fourth year of conflict, a conflict the United Nations says is getting worse, with no end in sight. In late March 2015, Saudi Arabia began bombing Houthi rebels in support of the government. Since then, the UN Human Rights Office has verified 6,100 civilian deaths, more than one quarter of them children, and nearly 9,700 injuries. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Former French President Nicolas Sarkozy is being formally investigated over allegations his 2007 election campaign received funding from the now-deceased Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. After 2 days of questioning, Sarkozy has been told he is formally suspected of passive corruption. Joe Palca, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.